morning, Ben.
Bonjour, Steve. Good morning, good people coming up in this newscast. Elite one side, Colombe Sportif of Dija and Lobo and relegated Aigle Royal of the Minoa qualify for the final of the National Challenge Cup in Cameroon. Cameroonian-born Pony Vadex emerges maiden African champion in women's category after beating Liberian Swift Jenna in the first female continental wrestling championship in Lagos, Nigeria this weekend. And Rory McIlroy has missed the chance to earn an 11-year wait for a major title as three bogeys in his final four holes allow Bryson DeChambeau to snatch the U.S. Open. Those were our major stories. Colombe Sportif of Dija and Lobo and Aigle Royal of the Minoa will clash in the final of this year's Cup of Cameroon in football. Aigle beat center regional side Mintak Football Club from the Upper Senegal 1-0 at the Fekafoot Training Center in Oja, while Colombe overpowered Elite 2 side Isosa of Limbe 3-0 at the CAF Center of Excellence in Bankomo in the two semifinals this Saturday. The coach of Colombe Sportif of Dija and Lobo, Richard Towa, admitted Isosa of Limbe gave them serious trouble despite their win.
Isosa is a very good team because they put out a first league team like Kano Yaounde, like Saruna. We knew that it can be a difficult game, but our boys, they were really on the top of their performance. That's why today afternoon we can be happy to take this qualification.
Can we say that Colombe used their experience over Isosa of Limbe today?
It was a matter of engagement. I think Colombe player, they was very aggressive for the first 15 minutes, and we didn't have a model question for the first half to score. We didn't score it, but I think the player, they have a good moral because they know that Isosa team is a team who play about conservation. And we knew that before, that's why we take the possibility to press them very up, and we did it, and we have this penalty earlier to come, and we score it, and we can be happy that we have this victory this afternoon. We will try to do it for the first time, and I have confidence that we have a good team who can really take this cup this season.
Coach of Colombe Sportif of Dija and Lobo, Richard Towa, interviewed by Walter Wilson Nana, to the club's manager, Francois Billet. Credit goes to the entire population that have been behind the team.
We are very proud of our team, very proud of the technical staff and management staff. We are proud of the crowd who came from the south to push Colombe in finance.
Now, Colombe is the final of the Cup of Cameroon 2024. So which kind of Colombe are we going to see at the final?
You have seen since the beginning of the Cup, we have a better attack. We have to work hard because we know that if you want to win the Cup, you have won six. At least we hope we will win the final.
Mr. General Manager, before you go, what are you telling the people of the South region? What are you telling the supporters of Colombe across Cameroon who are listening to you now on the national radio?
We are proud of the South because it's the first time that Colombe reached this level. And we ask the people of South to continue to support this team.
And while Colombe and Aigle intensify preparations ahead of the final, officials and players of some regional clubs around the country have continued gnashing their teeth due to insufficient licenses to begin the ongoing championships in their different regions. While some of these officials blame the Cameroon Football Federation for this quagmire, officials of the country's football governing body say it's due to poor compilation of their files. Senior reporter Simon Lyonga takes his eagle eye into the matter. Simon?
The ongoing struggle between the littoral branch of the Cameroon Football Federation, Fekafoot, and the Kaji Sports Academy is giving many people sleepless nights after the littoral Division 2 outfit was relegated by two championships. Though the club's executive claim they had put the odds their way to obtain their licenses for their players, Fekafoot officials called that a conspiracy theory from a member to run down their reputation. In a well-detailed document, the FA explains why the academy could obtain only 11 licenses out of the 50 requested, with a poor compilation of their file blamed for that. negligence, or simply lack of concentration is what the supporters of the academy fail to understand. Having been on this beat for over 30 years, conveniently moving along with the changes in the license request system. But far from being just a far cry in the whirlwind, the situation is worrying because it is not an isolated case. This season has been the most disturbing for the obtention of licenses all around the country, with a similar wail emanating from the headquarters of many clubs. In the littoral, for example, away from the Kaji Sports Academy, Poivre of Penja met with a similar fate that was last season. In the northwest, Gokke Tunja FC and FC Bamenda are out for the season because of insufficient licenses. In the central region, Vang de Tudi, a club owned by the emblematic former tennis player Yannick Noah, have not been able to play a single game this season for lack of licenses. Benfica of SA, on their part, were allowed to play two games without identification documents, and since then, no more games. With five delayed matches, it is clear when the regional homologation and disciplinary committee will meet, they too will be declared general forfeiture. Perhaps the bulk of the unfortunate teams is in the southwest region, with 12 clubs sent packing. Amongst them, the legendary prisons of Boya, just like PWD of Kumba, as well as younger names like Istanbul FC, Little Foot of Tiko, Treviso FC, the Catholic University Football Club, Levanda Lions, Southwest United, Panista, and Ajax of Likomba. For most of these, if not all, the chorus is the FA's use of McCarthy's theories aimed at cleansing the voters' register as they approach 2025, which is their electoral year. For the law wouldn't permit them be part of the exercise if they fail to play this season. In the meantime, the FA has signed a document laying down conditions of eligibility for elite clubs next season. Amongst others, the teams are expected to have junior teams, own training centers, own a head office with clearly specified offices, including a club secretariat to function full-time, and a bank account to be able to accommodate salaries of their workers and players who must sign a contract. On paper, this is exceptional, as it takes the country's football fast out of pure amateurism into a new professional milieu. But many have questions if this is not a dream that could fast be transformed into a nightmare. When we look at our clubs, we see entities that exist in suitcases or car luggage compartments of their promoters. We see clubs that depend mostly on gate takings and subventions to survive. And we see privately owned clubs that have just the president and family members as club officials, pushing them to break from the past and engage the future without a transition period will be like a jump into the unknown. And with that, we'll be far from the end of the list of clubs to be declared general forfeiture and perhaps play a championship with just a few clubs. Should that happen, then the failure would be collective, because even in pedagogy, it is said that when too many students fail in an examination, either they are not interested in the subject or the teacher is unable to teach well.
Senior reporter Simon Lyonga. Cameroonian-born Pony Vadex has emerged the first-ever African wrestling champion after overpowering Swift Jenner from Liberia this Saturday in Lagos, Nigeria. The fight between the four-time Cameroon champion and the Liberian women's number one was the first in Africa in the women's category. Athletes from other countries have begun arriving in Douala ahead of this year's African Athletics Championship that begins on June 21 at the Japoma Stadium in Douala. Over 800 athletes from 54 African countries are expected in Douala for the competition. In the meantime, 73 Cameroonian athletes have intensified preparations in Douala ahead of the continental event. And away from home, Rory McIlroy has missed the chance to end a 10-year wait for a major title as three bogeys in his final four holes allowed Bryson DeChambeau to snatch the US Open. It was a heartbreaking end to the previously vintage performance from the Northern Irishman after he had overhauled a three-shot deficit to the American to lead by two with five to play. And back to our top stories, elite one-side column sportif of the Jar and Lobo and relegated Aigle Royal of the Minua qualify for the final of the National Challenge Cup in Cameroon. Cameroonian-born Pony Vadex emerges maiden African champion in women's category after beating Liberian Swift Jenner in the female Continental Wrestling Championship in Lagos, Nigeria. And Rory McIlroy has missed the chance to end a 10-year wait for a major title as three bogeys in his final four holes allowed Bryson DeChambeau to snatch the U.S. Open. And that puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV. My name is Ben Collins Nyeberwa. Thanking you for listening. Back to you, Steve.
Il a toujours la forme à fond pour partager les nouvelles, l'actualité sportive.